Okay.
All right. This is Miranda McMaster in Marquette, Michigan, interviewing Helga Mansfield. Hello, Helga.
Hello.
Can you please...
Hi, Miranda. Nice talking to you again.
Yeah, it's nice talking to you. Can you please tell me where you are currently located?
I'm currently in Huntley, Illinois.
Huntley, Illinois. Thank you.
Yes.
I am just going over this again, but I'm interviewing you to hear your story of how you accumulated into living into the United States of America. Are you ready to start?
Yes, go ahead. Ask the questions.
Okay, so where were you born?
I was born actually in, right now it's the Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia. It is Marisch Ostrau, they called it, and it was under German supervision at that time. My father was in the military, and he was he became the chief of police over there.
Interesting. What what is your birth date?
What is my birth date?
Yes.
My birth date. I was born in 1942, August 19th.
Okay.
So I'm 72 years old.
So what did your mother do?
My mother was just a housewife. She was she did a lot of sewing for other people, but she was basically just a housewife.
Okay.
My father was chief of police of Marisch Ostrau. Then the war started, and he went into, unfortunately, he was one of the blue-blooded Aryans, so he was in the SS.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
What age were you when your father started? Was he always in the military?
No. Like I say, he was the chief of police.
Okay.
And then he was drafted. I never knew my father because 1942, when I was born, it was getting towards the end of the war, and we had to get out of, the Russians overran us over there, and so we had to flee the Czechoslovakia and had to go to Germany, since we were Germans.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have siblings?
I had a half-sister.
A half-sister? What was her name?
Ingeborg.
Ingeborg. Can you spell that for me, please?
Ingeborg.
Okay. And what were your parents' names?
My mother's name was Edeltraut, Edeltraut. And my father was Joseph Thomas.
Joseph Thomas. Okay. What was your education like?
I have 4 years of college, University of Heidelberg. High school, I went to a Catholic high school, and then I graduated in, I think it was 16-something, can't remember, it's been a long time. I worked in law enforcement for about 2 to 3 years over there.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of your memories of your home country?
When I grew up, when I was a child, it was very, very poor. There was no food. There was nothing. I think my first orange when I was 12 years old. It was very poor. We lived on rations. It's right after the war. The country was in a rubble, so it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
But the Germans are very resilient. They're starting to, bring everything back. Education is free over in Germany, so that's a plus to that. So, but I had a very poor childhood because there was nothing there. And I mean, just about everybody had a poor childhood at that time.
Yeah.
1945, the war was over, it was just, and we were under, occupation, so it was tough.
Yeah. What was your... So you mentioned that you went to a Catholic high school, so you grew up with a Catholic family?
Yes. We were Catholics.
How was your house influenced by religion? Was it very, were you very Catholic, or?
I just, when I was a kid, I did communion and confirmation and everything, but we got away a little bit. We went to church every Sunday, so, it just kind of lags once you get old and all that. It just kind of lags. I think it's just like over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were some of your favorite foods?
My favorite foods?
When you were...
Over there?
Yes.
Okay, my God, when I grew up, I mean, everything was favorite. We had schnitzel, we had Bierbraten, we had Sauerbraten, we had a lot of fish. It's just whatever we could get a hold of.
And your mother did most of the cooking?
Yes. Yes, my mother was an excellent cook. I learned a lot from her.
Okay, beautiful. So how old were you when you first decided you wanted to immigrate?
Well, I had a lot of American friends because we had some sort of an exchange program from the German police department and the Americans. We were working together, so I was in civil service when I came over here. And I had a lot of friends, and they invited me to come over here for a visit. So I came in, I think in 1967, I came over here for on a vacation. And fortunately, I met my husband on the airport. That was Michelle's dad, you know.
Yeah.
So he decided that he fell in love with me, and he decided he wanted... I went back to Germany. In 1968, I came back, and then I married John.
John. What was his last name? Yeah.
John Roth, R-O-T-H.
Roth. Okay. So mm-hmm. What was your mother's... what was her... reaction to you wanting to move to the United States?
My mother was heartbroken. She was heartbroken, but she had remarried because my father was declared dead. They never found him. He was lost in the war, and so she remarried when I was about 10 years old. And my stepfather and I never hit it off when I was young.
What was your stepfather's name?
Beg your pardon?
What was your stepfather's name?
My stepmother, oh my God, Heinrich, we called him Henry.
Okay. So your mother was heartbroken. What did your half-sister think?
What did my who?
Your half-sister.
Oh, my half-sister, she enjoyed it. She was behind me 100%. She was supporting me on that. She always wanted to come over here too, but... like I say, she was married, and she had a good... She worked for the German military for 40-some years, so she had a good job, and they came and visited us a few times over here. She was 100%. She supported me.
That's very nice. How old would you say you were when you finally made the move?
I think I was 25 years old.
25? Okay. So mm-hmm. how did you... You flew here?
How did I move here?
Like, did you fly in a plane?
Oh, yeah. I came over on a... Well, yes. I came over here. The first time I came to the States, I came on a military plane because I, you know, they gave me a vacation and the military flew me over. Second time, I flew over to Lufthansa. I came over here as a German. And, like I say, I started my immigration process in Chicago.
Chicago. Okay.
Yeah.
So what were some things that you noticed differently than when you're your home country?
You mean when I came over here? Different?
Yeah, did you notice anything different, like, right away?
Yes. I mean, first of all, this country was overwhelming how big it was, you know, compared to Germany. Such a little country. I mean, and at that time when I came over here, we were still divided from East and West Germany, so it was really small. And it was just the cars so big, and the streets were so wide. I mean, it was just overwhelming how big everything was.
Definitely. You wanted to come here to marry your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Did you work when you came here?
Oh, I had a work visa. I worked for 4 years on a work visa. I worked for a Chicago law enforcement, and I worked for about 2 years, and then I got pregnant with Michelle, and we decided to be moving out of Chicago. So since we have to live in Chicago, I had to quit my job.
Okay.
And then I had Michelle, and I started working in a restaurant because my husband worked during daytime, so I could work at night. So it became a cashier, hostess, cook and whatever in a big restaurant here in Elgin.
What did your husband do?
My husband works for Western Electric, right now known as AT&T.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. So, when you immigrated, did you face any discrimination?
Did I do what?
Did you face any discrimination? Were people rude to you, or do you have any stories of anything like that?
Actually, no. It was a little tough on the start, because when they found out I was German, you know, right after, you know, I mean, the war hasn't been over that long. 1945, I came 20 years later. But no, not really. Not really. There was a lot of German people in the Chicago area, and I met quite a few of German people. So I've never experienced any discrimination, no.
Okay, good.
Matter of fact, everybody thought my accent was kind of cute.
No.
But like I say, due to my college education and everything, I spoke fluent English, so was no problem.
When you were in elementary school, I'm not really sure if they call it elementary in Germany, yeah. But is that when you first started learning English?
I started learning English in high school.
In high school, okay.
Yeah.
And did your mother speak English?
No.
No?
She spoke fluent Czechoslovakian.
Okay. So your family never spoke in English together?
No.
Interesting. So how was it becoming a citizen? Was that a hard process?
I'm not a citizen yet, Miranda.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a registered alien since 1970s. I started the citizen process 2 years before your grandpa died. And it's such a lengthy, expensive process. I have the same rights as an American citizen. The only thing I can't do is vote.
Interesting. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about in class, is how hard of a process it is.
It is a very, very hard process. I mean, you're getting fingerprinted. You're getting asked for, since you don't even have to remember it. I mean, over and over, same thing, over and over. Very lengthy, very, they make it very rough on you.
Yes.
I mean, they could really, you know, I think they make it a little easier now, but because President Obama is starting, you know, trying to loosen up a little bit, but I don't think it's fair to us that he does that, because everybody else, we had to go through, I mean, God, what we had to backwards, forwards, whatever. And it's expensive. It's a very, very expensive process.
Yes.
Yeah, I have all the papers. Yeah, I have started all the papers, but due to your grandpa's sickness and dying, you know, everything got put on hold. I was going to become a citizen when I was 70 years old.
Yeah.
But, I guess I'm going to, my daughter says I should go for it, you know, see, and my kids are American citizens, so, you know, I think I probably will pursue it, but it's very, very expensive.
Okay, how many children do you have?
I have two.
Two? So there's Michelle and...
Ingo Joe.
Okay, and you have grandchildren?
Oh yeah, I got three grandchildren. Plus from my husband's side, I get a few more.
Yes, I being one of them. So when you first came here, did you have any like clubs that were mostly aimed for German people to make it easier for your assimilation into the United States?
No, actually, there was. I belonged to the Schwaben Club in Buffalo Grove, which is the German-American club, but they had nothing to do with making things easier. It's just they had those doings that I'm a fantastic cook, and they always liked my potato salad. So I joined the club due to I met a German girl here when I came over here first, and she initiated me to the club, and it just, you know, it's just a nice club. I haven't been there for years, but... I get too busy.
Good. Let me see. I'm trying to think of. So, you just said that you can't vote because you're technically not a citizen.
Yeah. I'm a registered alien. I mean, a legal registered alien.
Yeah.
So you have the green card right now, and it's a base card.
Yeah. So... the politics, obviously, from when you were in Germany, it was probably crazy with everything going on. So what have you noticed that's different here?
Well, the parties, I think Republican, the Independent, and Democrats, we didn't have them over in Europe. We only had, we had the Democrats and Green parties and whatever they called it. You know, it just changed so much over the years. But at that time, we had our leader in the country was Adenauer, and he was a big Democrat, and we didn't have all the political parties like we have here.
Yeah.
We don't have any lobbyists, we don't have any, we didn't have anything like over here. The elections is totally different over here than by us.
Mm-hmm.
Totally, it's still totally different. It's got a lot, freer and freer, but it's just different. There's too many political parties over here.
Yes, definitely. So you kept in contact with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
So did you called on the phone probably, right?
Oh yeah, letter writing. I send a lot of care packages over there. There's a lot of stuff they didn't have over there at that time when I came over, and I supported them, mm-hmm. I sent money over because, things weren't that hot over there when I left. I had a good job over there, so it was okay for me, but for them it was still,
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff letters, phone calls, packages, whatever,
Did you visit home?
Oh, yeah. I went over every second year, every 2 years.
Oh, very nice. And
yeah.
Would you bring your children with you?
Oh, my daughter turned one over there.
Aw, very cute.
Yeah, she had her first birthday. She learned how to walk over there. Yeah.
Okay, another question I have. Have you noticed anything in the United States that's very similar in Germany and the Czech Republic? Like, have you anything that's very German-influenced here?
Let's put it this way. There's a lot of German people over here and lots of German communities. I mean, the towns are German, I mean, I notice a lot of German restaurants, a lot of German stuff over here, so it was never, I never got too homesick. I mean, I missed my mother and I missed my, my friends over there, but Germans were always available over here, especially in Chicago, where I started out of, was a big German neighborhood there, so we frequented a lot of German restaurants, a lot of German, so it was never an issue. There was not much of, I was surprised at how many different, different countries are represented in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you wouldn't find that in Germany. Now you would, because they had all the foreign workers coming over. They needed them because all the men were gone after the war.
Yeah.
So, totally different.
So your husband, he was born in America, right?
Yeah, my husband was born in America.
Okay, and then you met my grandfather.
I divorced John when my daughter turned 18. My son was already gone when we were kind of grew apart. When you have a restaurant, I bought a restaurant and bar in the 80s, and that's where I met your grandpa. And
okay.
When your grandpa got divorced, he kind of frequented my restaurant and bar, and we got closer and closer. We kind of were in the same situation. He was alone, I was alone,
Yeah.
So we met. He was a very, very sweet man.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
So you've strictly lived in the United States since you've immigrated, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when your immigration... Did your immigration experience match your... expectations?
Oh yes.
Yes,
definitely. I knew it was there's so many opportunities I have over here I wouldn't have had over in Germany when I grew up. Was in my 20s, I would have never had my own house. We never would have two cars over there, probably one. TV were also a luxury over there at that time. So it was Yes, I never regretted coming over here. I love this country, and I love the freedom you have. You can do whatever you want, and, you know, I lucked out when I came over here.
I'm glad. I'm glad you love it. And hopefully you can become a citizen, because you already are, you know.
Oh, yes, I will. I probably, I mean, I've been 40-some years over here.
Yes.
I mean, it's been a long time. I have all the paperwork and everything. It cost me about $600-$700 just to get the paperwork downloaded and everything, you know.
Yeah.
And now you have to go through, I have to go through a couple of classes, but that's no big deal.
That's horrible.
I just never had the time, and never had, you know, I was working full time. My history was, after I went to have the restaurant and bar, I went to work for a German company, Union Special in Huntley. Mm-hmm. And I worked for them for 10 years. I was a translator, yeah.
Okay.
And then I went to work for Flender Corporation, Winergy Drive System. I was a senior buyer, a logistics administrator. And all those jobs were due to my German background. I kept up with my German because of a German company.
I really appreciate that. That shows that you can keep your culture here.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you're retired now, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I retired 3 months before your grandpa passed away.
Okay. So we already talked about how hard it is becoming a citizen. How else do you think it's hard for people to immigrate into the United States?
The process of obtaining a visa, mm-hmm. I think is very, you have to have a visa to come over here. And if you want to come over here to work, you have to have a company from over there have subsidiaries over here. They have to have certain education. It's pretty tough. So, to come over illegally, come over here, you know. I mean, a lot of illegals run the border, but they're mostly,
yes.
blue-collar workers. And when somebody with education comes over, they make it really kind of hard for some people to come over.
Yes, definitely. Another question I have is, with your background, you were already in America when the Berlin Wall was torn down, but I wanted to know your experience with that.
Well, I was a fan of John F. Kennedy, you know, and he was a Berliner, so we kept a close eye on the wall. Mm-hmm. And yes, I was over here, and it was great when the wall came down. It was great. Putting a fence in the middle of a country, you know, and some of your relatives are over there, some of your relatives are over here. You can't go and visit because you can't. They won't let you in, or they won't let you back out, or whatever. I mean, I was happy when the wall came down. Let's put it this way. It was really exhilarating.
And you watched it on the news?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yes, I just thought I should add that in since it fits.
Yeah.
So, what else would you like to talk about? Is there anything here that you saw that was, like, confusing or funny to you? That any customs that we do here?
Well, nothing really. I'm a pretty liberal person, so I go along with anything. Well, my thing is the religions over here. They have so many different religions over here. I've never in Germany it was cut and dry. Either you are Catholic. Or you are a Protestant, or you have the Jewish faith. Mm-hmm. That's it, you know. We didn't have the Mormons, we didn't have the Quakers, we didn't have all the other off-ball, you know, Methodists and all that stuff. You know, we didn't have those religions over in Germany or Europe. That's what I always caught my attention. It's just different.
Yes.
But otherwise,
Did your mother ever come here and visit?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Did she like her experience here?
Twice. But she passed away in the 70s because she had cancer of the kidney.
Oh.
And she passed away. So I haven't had my mother for quite a while.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I'm 72. I expect, you know, she would be in her 90s.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah.
So, after your mother's passing, did you ever return to Germany?
Oh, yeah. Every 3 years. And then due to my job, I did a lot of extensive traveling to Europe, all over the world. I went to China, I went to Brazil, I went to wherever, you know. I did a lot of traveling, yes.
So you've seen a lot of cultures.
Yes.
Interesting. Let me think if there's any. Is there anything else that you would like to tell me about your life in Germany?
My life in Germany? It was just like everybody else's life. Like, I was a college student, just like everybody else. And then I went to work for the, for the Americans as a civil service and exchange club. I worked for the German police department, and then I learned. I for some reason I had a lot of American friends. I went all over Europe with the German American. We were opening and closing bases. You know, we were tracing lost shipments, and it was an interesting job. And everybody told me how great the states were, so I came over and visited. And I ran into my husband when I went through customs.
Yes. I think that's pretty much about it for the interview. Here, I'm going to stop recording now. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. If you have any more questions, let me know. I'd be glad to answer. I'm